November 19th, 2016. She was had just turned 7. Sort of out of completely out of nowhere, Lily woke up with a sore back. The night before, she had been doing flips on our bed, and so I just assumed that she had hurt her back doing these flips on the bed. And that day, it just wasn't getting better. So about 4 o'clock that day, I took her to Children's Emergency. They took blood and they did x-rays and they said the x-rays looked okay and her white blood cell count and her platelets were a bit low. The x-rays looked okay to the initial doctors, but when the specialists looked at them, they saw compression fractures in her spine, which is a sign of a problem in the bone marrow. And so 36 hours later, they were telling us that she had leukemia, which was, like I said, out of nowhere. She's a completely healthy, you know, energetic, active child, has probably had a couple colds in her life, and that's it. And other than this back pain, there was no signs of anything. And so that began a journey of basically 2.5 years of treatment, and we're almost 2 years into it currently. I can honestly say I never once in my life thought about my child getting cancer, ever. That never crossed my mind. And so when they tell you that, you almost think, like, that can't be. It completely changes your life in that moment. And she's probably had about 20 spinal taps. There were days where she felt absolutely horrible and we were in the hospital and she was so tired and I can't even describe how awful it is to watch your child go through it. Cancer care, I think, has become like family. We've got some pretty special nurses there that have become basically like family. And I'm thinking about Ashley and Kathy and all the nurses in CK5. They're incredible. And our doctor, Lily's doctor, Dr. Israels, they're incredible. We're so grateful for them. I can honestly say that there wasn't one moment or one day or one visit to the hospital where we had a negative experience. They were just the best. They were so kind and so caring. She wasn't just another patient. She was Lily. They really got to know her. It wasn't just like a quick in and out. We never felt rushed. You know, whatever she needed, they were there for her. The experience that we had wouldn't be like that if not for the people that donate to Cancer Care Manitoba. The child life specialists that work in cancer care, at the time it was Dawn, now it's Nicole. It would be so much harder for the kids to go and just sit in a waiting room, you know? And the donations that come in pay for that. I know they do. They pay for all of the activities and all of the equipment and everything that the kids are able to use while they're there. So yeah, we're very grateful for that. I mean, I can't even describe to you how thankful I am for clinical trials and research and the funds that go towards that. We wouldn't have our daughter if not for that.